systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today's Friday, February 19th, 2010. And, of course, my name is Matt.
And, of course, as always...
Shut your fucking mouth. This
is
episode
31
to the 313.
The 313.
From 406.
Yeah, you know me.
Kalispell 406 to
down
episode 313. Fucking
you
Christ.
You down with the 313?
Yeah. I'm down with 313, OCP, ICP, ICU...
P.
OCD.
You got some OCD.
AD&D. D&D.
Oh.
And also
Dungeons and Dragons.
And
dude,
also Magic
that.
The Gathering. Right.
Ooh.
Thank you.
All right.
So yeah, it's episode number 313. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/live is where you should probably be doing that at, or the Ustream app for the iPhone or the Droid. Thank you for that. thejamhole.com/feedback. Type shit or give us a call, 406-204-4687. Of course, you know what yesterday was?
It was our two-year anniversary for this amazing fuckfest that
this,
we do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
For this horrible, tacky, humor-filled piece of shit that no one listens to. Yeah, yesterday was our two-year anniversary. February 18th is when the show started, back in 08.
The most tasteless piece of media I've ever
subjected myself to.
Yes. That's
Frankie,
the word.
Frankie Sino says, I just found pubes. He's cleaning his keyboard.
Good job.
I'm glad to see he got the spacebar key put back on.
Yes, thank you very much.
So, yeah, we've been doing this thing 2 years, 313 episodes after this one. And,
me about a year almost.
Killing it. Killing it. Just one by one.
Yeah,
killing it.
Yeah, it's been, what, 149 is when I was first on? So it's
something like that.
Yeah.
Something
getting
like
there.
That.
Getting there.
So we got some feedback here about my brother being on the show, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Doug writes, Matt, dude, you need to bring Mark on the show. And that's not how you spell his name. It's with a C, not a K, but whatever.
Whatever.
You need to bring him on the show at least on a semi-regular basis. Maybe once a week. He could be the Jamhole's version of Patrice, except, you know, not black and female.
Right.
Well, not black, at least.
He doesn't talk very much, though. So.
He does sometimes.
Depends
when he
on
has,
the topic, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think he has much to say about killing children or fucking cats, but,
yeah.
You know, he puts in. That's cool, though. He says, seriously, though, I think he's a good guest, even if he didn't talk much. Holla at ya, Doug. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. We usually don't get feedback about people we have on. They're just
yeah.
Like, it's just another show, whatever. But, yeah, I guess people seem to like it. And I saw a couple of Twitters that was like, your brother's fucking funny. You guys sound exactly alike. You guys look alike.
You guys don't sound exactly alike, but you guys do look a lot
we
alike.
Do. You'll notice, like, the more, if we hang out a lot, we'll start to sound alike because I'll start...
He talks
saying things
differently
he
than
says,
you do. There's...
and he'll start saying things I say, and it gets really weird.
And...
like the other day when we were programming up the website for his our little security firm we're thinking about starting here, I caught him saying "sick" a couple times because I'll say it like just joking around because
uh-huh.
I hate people that say that like bra, so
yeah.
I'll make fun of it. So I'm like, oh, man, that was sick. That was tight. Word, son. And I totally caught him saying it. Like, we cracked another web key, and he's like, oh, sick. That worked quick. And we're like, stop saying that, please.
He's
so,
a
yeah,
little brother. He looks up to
you. I will be known as the Packet Fluffer. That will be my handle. I am the Packet Fluffer.
All right.
It was either going right. to be Packet Faggot, but I think I'm going to use that in some rhymes. We're going to write rhymes about
I
cracking
like packet, web. Faggot.
We're going to write rhymes about cracking web keys and WPAs
please don't
and shit.
Do that.
So I'll be known as the Packet Faggot or the Packet Fluffer. I like the Fluffer better.
Packet Fluffer.
And, yeah.
I like Packet Faggot. That's great.
So, also, we got another email here. This has been a huge week for emails. We usually don't get shit for email.
Yeah, everyone's not so much.
They just, like, in passing will say something, but not like, here, I took the time to send you an email.
Yeah.
This one's about engine brakes. When we're talking on episode 310 about the Jake brakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, we have some truckers listening. Burp, 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 burp. Hey, Matt, listening to number 310, and you guys were talking about engine brakes. Thought I would tune in. That's a subject I know about. So you asked what it was. I think your listeners answered most about it, but the only reason engine brakes, a.k.a. Jake brakes, are banned in small towns has nothing to do with safety. It has to do with noise. You hear it all the time, probably. It's that loud farting noise when a truck is slowing down. I've totally heard that before. I didn't know that's what it was, though. Yeah.
Really? Just because of the sound?
Well, that shit can get really loud. Not here, but think like a larger city that has... Well, no, it's acoustical when you have tall buildings like that, yeah. And a truck goes down the road. That sound just bounces off, and it gets loud as fuck, so... yeah, it's about the noise. It's a federal law to have them on all West Coast trucks, especially in your area. With all those hills and mountains out there, brakes will get so hot they will crystallize going down hills if you use them too much, and the normal brakes will become useless. That's crazy, but wow. If you think about it, like, my truck does that sometimes if I have it way loaded up with water, like, yeah. More than I probably
trying
should.
Trying to stop a shit ton of
it
weight.
It just takes a minute to, yeah, you can't, like, stop, you know, you gotta slow down. I can imagine what those semis are hauling. Like, that's a lot of momentum to try and slow down, for sure. They crystallize, so the Jakes will put compression in the motor that will slow down the pistons, which will make you slow down. It's like downshifting.
That's nice.
I do that, yeah. In my, every car I've ever owned has been a stick shift, and I always downshift. It's just a habit. Like,
yeah.
It saves on brakes, and I don't know. Ever since I've been driving, I've always done that for some reason.
That's pretty cool, though.
So, yeah, it saves your brakes, definitely, because, you know, sometimes you don't even have to use them. But
he sent an email just... topic we were talking
about.
He's
like, I'm in a truck doing this right now, listening to your shit. That's kind of cool.
That is really cool.
So I've had this happen on a truck without Jake's and burn the brakes up so bad here on an East Coast mountain. They caught on fire, and I had to run 80,000 pounds down a 6% grade. That sucks.
Oh, my God, dude.
When my brakes faded out, I was doing 25 miles an hour. 2 miles down the hill, I had to ride it out at 95 with no brakes.
Oh, my God.
Scared shitless. Once,
glad you're alive, dude.
I know, right? Once stopped, I had to pull the seat out of my ass. I was clenched up so tight. Awesome.
Oh, man.
Fucking great, dude.
God.
So if these small towns were worried about safety, they would welcome Jake's to keep out of control trucks under control.
Yeah.
It's just an easy ticket that they can hear coming. Sorry for the book, and I hope I didn't bore you. You didn't bore me. Keep up the awesome cast, Mike from Tennessee.
Nice.
That's crazy.
That's another listener that we haven't ever heard of before, and that's really cool to hear someone in Tennessee.
I talk to Mike every now and then G-Chat and stuff, but yeah.
But that's really cool that he's like, dude, this is what it is. Here's my story about it. Fucking, I'm sharing. Look at me. Thank you.
I always thought about that, too, because in Driver's Ed, I took that back when I was 15. The first year I could take it. Here we get our licenses when we're like 15 and a half.
No,
after
it's 14 and a half if you live on a farm.
Well, that's a farmer license. But yeah, yeah. So, and they were doing these things that, like, okay, if your brakes go out, this is what you do, and you know, pull up on the e-brake and put it into neutral and all this kind of shit. Or if the accelerator sticks, this is what you do. And I always wondered that, like, if you were really driving, like, I think you'd be so freaked out that you wouldn't know what to do. So they kind of try and train you to, like, don't freak out, just fucking e-brake.
Yeah.
And then I start e-braking all the time because it's fun on the
and
snow.
You slide
on
everywhere.
The snow.
That's really cool, though. That's insane. Doing like 95 and
I know,
like riding
with the big
out
old...
his brakes are just fucked, dude. Oh man, I'm glad you're alive. To
on
send
those
me
roads,
that email.
On those roads, they have those barrels, right? That are full of sand or water. Like, I wonder what was the point where he was like, "All right, if I don't slow down, I'm gonna take the barrels out."
Right.
But then he like did like that would. Man, that's crazy.
Just start, like, you know, edge over to the side to try and fucking go...
Less meth, more brakes.
Oh, man. That's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, so you remember that lawyer office I was telling you guys about a while ago that has this big old dog in
the
it.
The cat is trying to hatch your phone, by the way. Just letting you know.
She does that. She just tries to keep it warm. She's trying to keep my phone and my papers and my notebook and anything else I have sitting on the couch.
Kitty, if
she just comes and sits on it.
An heiress. I will never be mad at you again.
FYI, if a cat sits on a droid, it will hatch an heiress.
It's like the cat.
Not like Paris Hilton, but like a dip. Right.
Aww.
So, you remember that office with the dog in it? I was like,
yes.
You're a lawyer and you have a dog that keeps trying to bite me.
Yes, that's right, a lawsuit waiting to happen.
So I go in there Thursday.
Tell me it bit somebody.
And I know the dog. I know the dog is in there. Actually, last time I went in there, two Thursdays ago, there was no dog. Like, it just wasn't there. So I was like, cool. And this time, I get near the door, and I hear the choker chain. Like, so I know he's in there. So I go to open the door, and he's, like, right there. And the lady, like, grabs him and pulls him back and holds on to him and shit while I go in. She turns to me and she's like, oh, look, he's getting to know you. I'm like,
what? Well,
because he didn't bite me again or try to bite me again. So I'm like,
dude, you know what? When it comes to places like that, I would almost refuse to go in unless they lock
a
their dogs
lawyer's
up.
Office. Though I almost want him to bite me, though, honestly.
Yeah, well, in a lawyer's office.
I know.
I mean,
wait, would you have, maybe people aren't in and out of the that kind of office, but you would think that unless your dog is just chill as fuck around
strangers. Yeah, like a
15-year-old
fucking Labrador that's just...
You wouldn't bring that into that kind of office.
Like, what kind of a dog is it? Is it like a big
Rottie
or something?
It's a big fucking... No, it's about that big, though. His head's huge. It's just like a black Lab Doberman, I think. It's
some kind of a
huge
mix.
Probably Rottie, Doberman, Black Lab,
but
I
big
think.
Ass jowls
fucking
and shit.
Huge, dude. Like, this dog is fucking
stacked.
As tall as like a cow, dude. It's a big fucking
bigger
dog.
Than my dog, Fergie?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, way bigger.
Oh, wow. Well, she's a female, so they don't get that big, but
yeah, I know some big bitches. Come on.
No, but like, if they I wonder if it's got like a pit.
See,
or
that
rot mouth,
that
dude,
for example
that could cause some damage.
What I just said, that was tasteless. Don't laugh at that.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, she's like, oh, he's getting to know you, cool. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Now I can pet him, right? So I fucking, I go in and I grab the empties and I leave and I come back up and I put the shit there. And as I'm going to leave, I go to pet him on the head.
Yeah.
He fucking takes a snap at me. And like, I wanted him to bite
Should've
me so
him.
Bad. It was like reaction, dude. I just like yanked my hand back, like just right there. And I felt like the drool just like. He almost took my fucking hand off, dude.
Oh, my God,
and
dude.
She's like, I guess it has to be on his terms. And I, like, looked at her, and I glared at the dog, and I left. Just...
are you
his
serious?
Terms? Hold on. God gave me dominion over all the animals. So fuck him in his terms.
And
why
if
do
your
you have a
dog bites me?
Why
you
do you have a dog?
So
and a lawyer's I'm going to go to the lawyer that owns that place and be like, "So, I need to hire a lawyer because your fucking dog just bit my hand off and now I only have one hand, which cuts my water delivering efficiency in half cuz now I can only carry one jug." So I hate that,
though.
That is
though. So ridiculous, though. You can't have a vicious, mean dog
I know.
In a place like that.
Like, what is he
and
watching?
Your delivery guy, you know your delivery guy is coming. I mean, I'm sure you, like, knock
and
on the
I
door,
mean,
like, show them that you're going to be there. You make
well, it's
yourself
apparent. It's a public office, dude. I just fucking walk in.
I can't believe they have customers and, like, clients
well,
and
that's
shit
the
come
thing.
In with
I don't
that
know
dog.
I don't know if they have people that come in and out of that place. Yeah, Shazam says that would be a conflict of interest. Would have to go with another lawyer.
Absolutely,
yeah?
Dude. That's
no
so
shit.
Fucked. It's like...
But I just don't get, like, how... It just blows my mind that you can have... It's not a very nice dog. It's nice to her because it knows her.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. Like, I don't understand how you can have it. It's in this nice building.
Dude, I would request to have the dog put up while
put
you are
down.
There.
No, but she
like,
always
look,
like...
I'm afraid of your dog. I do not want to get
not,
my hand
though,
bit off.
It's just annoying that he does that every time. And it's just annoying. I'm not scared of it. It's reaction
well,
that
Well, just
I,
tell her. Be like, look, that dog,
your dog
snaps at me
is
every time.
Pissing me off is what I'm going to tell her.
Well, no, dude, I'd fear for my hand. Come on. That dog snaps at you every time you go in the
every
office?
Every time.
Okay, well, then say something. It's
but
within
then,
your right
like,
to say
for
something
for her
like
to be like, oh, it's got to be on his terms. Like,
or maybe
okay.
mention something to your boss.
Well, maybe.
Be like, hey. Say something to this office, please.
Maybe we'll sit down, me and the dog, and we'll negotiate terms, okay? Is that fine?
Yeah, the lawsuit's not going to be on the dog's terms. So
I'm going to sue the dog for its little fucking rhinestone-encrusted collar and
right.
anything else he owns. So it's a nice dog bowl you got there that you get fed my water, you fucker. All right, well, who's ready for this shit? So as you... That's not it. This shit. So
I'm
as
ready.
You may or may not know, the Dodgeball Association, the Flathead Dodgeball Association that I was rather enjoying playing dodgeball with, they did not enjoy the video. On top of that, well, here, I got a Facebook message this morning, and I mean, let's be honest, we all kind of saw this coming. I didn't think they would, like, kick me off. Because we read that other shit, right, where they're like, you're not allowed to video anymore, you're not allowed to bring a camera in there anymore, this and that. And that was the last I heard from them. So then this morning, I get this message from Ginny Wilson. Subject, Dodgeball Team. Hi, Matt. I have been following emails and your podcast. After seeing the video and then listening to the February 17th podcast, I've decided I am not comfortable having you on my team. Which, okay, first of all, really? You're
yeah.
not, like, I'm going to rape you? Like, what are you not comfortable?
I don't understand the issue.
But now
so.
What's funny to me, I wasn't the one getting all up in her face during game one and
no,
screaming
yeah.
at her. If anything, that
was arguing and jumping down her throat.
That, but
and you're friendly and fun.
That dude was like in her face yelling and shit. And nothing happened with that. But she doesn't feel comfortable because I joke around and I call everything bitches. I'm like, let's go,
dude,
let's do
this. Dude,
that's
not even using it in a derogatory
sense. I know,
sense.
I
you
wasn't.
You weren't even referring to women. You're just like, let's just go pwn some bitches.
Let's
you
pwn
know?
Some
like,
bitches. That's it. I pwn bitches in my day-to-day life. What the fuck?
It was just having
but
fun.
She made it sound like I was specifically
like,
targeting the women that were playing.
Dude,
like I'm
nobody,
only throwing balls at bitches here, okay?
Like, nobody else in their playing said anything like we've been saying.
Like, hey, I wasn't the dude that hit that chick in the face three times, okay?
No shit, right?
So, but that's just funny the way she worded that, like, you make me uncomfortable. Like, I'm gonna fucking do something. Like, really? Maybe my girlfriend makes you uncomfortable because she likes to check out your ass or lack thereof, but whatever. So, I don't appreciate your lack of respect for your teammates, league mates, and the Boys and Girls Club. I had nothing but respect for my team.
Yeah,
dude, we
I
fucking
know. We
rocked.
We introduced them on the videotape, and we're all laughing and having fun
and
together.
And they're all like, ha, oh, right on. 2-0. Our team fucking rocked the cat box. What do you want?
Fucking A.
I'm sorry I wasn't sucking everybody off like other people. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I was doing that was like, you are disrespectful to your team.
And, it's the video, dude.
And league mates to the other people. Like, when you're playing dodgeball, I thought it was an adult thing that we all go there, we talk some shit, we throw some balls, and we have fun.
Yeah.
But apparently, this is like Christian dodgeball night. No, this is G-rated dodgeball, okay? Like, fuck you. I think your humor is tacky, and your podcast, the worst piece of media I have ever subjected myself to. She apparently hasn't listened to Third Place Radio yet.
Right.
But are we really tacky?
We are not tacky. Actually,
I do.
We are.
We are sometimes. I try to be on purpose.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It's fun.
It's for fucking humor. Okay. I
do
mean,
you
it's
really
to make
think
fun of all you other fucks that fall in line with the social fucking, you know, whatever the
no,
fuck.
No, I need you to be more like the morning zoo. Now that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Wanky
that's
wank.
So great. I have to tune in every morning just before I go to work.
We're tacky.
It gets me through the day.
That's so awesome.
We're not tacky. Fuck you. You're tacky, you fag.
Thank you. That's why
your
she
fucking
doesn't
faggot
like you,
ass shorts were tacky.
Yeah, that.
All
that
80s and shit. That was fucking tacky, okay?
I'm glad you're the bad
fuck
guy
you.
And not me now.
Fuck her.
I know, right? Fuck her.
Fuck her.
Yeah. Yeah. And him.
This is not okay. You know the fucking it is. It is. She turned it into a Christian fucking dodgeball.
What do you
game.
Want? Oh, but it's cool to go get drunk after the game, right?
No shit,
okay,
and then drive home drunk.
I mean,
that's not
well,
illegal.
As long as it's the blood of Christ. Okay,
we should totally call the cops next game and be like, hey, there's
no,
gonna be a group of people.
I'm done with these people. As long as I get my fucking. Well,
they're
you'll
nuts.
See. So
okay, go ahead.
I'm aware that you will probably broadcast this on your podcast. Really? What gave you that idea? Oh man. Shazam says you can't be on the league because of something you do not on the league, i.e. the jam
something
hole.
Something you do not
on
the league.
Oh, yeah, something like that. Hole. I don't fucking know.
Like this has absolutely nothing to do
well, here, this,
with that.
I'm aware that you will probably broadcast this. No shit. Which is fine with me. Well, thanks for the fucking
we would have done it anyway.
Permission slip. I appreciate that. I'm not offended by your comments or your girlfriend's filming. So it wasn't you checking out her ass. She was probably flattered by that.
You're just creepy then, I guess.
But rather disgusted by your lack of respect for people and your inability to distinguish the correct time and place for your humor. Good luck finding another team, Ginny. So at this point, I was just kicked off the team. I was still able...
So you could be on another team.
Right, but why would I want to do that? I liked my
just
team.
Just to play her and hit her in the face.
Okay, now maybe that would have been a...
Take this, bitch! No.
And yes, I do mean bitch in the derogatory yes. manner.
Bitch.
But the correct time and place for humor, like playing dodgeball and dressing up retarded isn't the time and place for humor. Like, I wasn't out there being like, let me tell you dead baby jokes. You guys saw pretty much what it was. We're there. We psych out the other
That's
team.
Some fun.
We're fucking goofy. We're retarded. We're playing dodgeball. Like, mm-hmm. what the fuck? Are you kidding me? But no, I guess that's... And Shazam has a good point. Why does she get to decide on who's on the team? Because she is the team captain. And that's why I asked her. I'm like, did you just veto this or did you take it to a vote with the rest of the teammates?
Right.
And of course, no one answers
no,
me.
No, because
just
everyone
like, fuck
else
him.
On the team actually liked you and they enjoyed
right.
and they had fun.
Okay, so I wrote her back. By the way, for my own curiosity, was it your decision to kick me off or the team as a whole? I see now you got the actual Boys and Girls Club involved, which I will read here in a sec, which seems weird to me, but whatever. They banned me from the property for no reason. You act like I did something horrendously wrong, so what specifics about the February 17th podcast made you uncomfortable? Just curious. Also, are you kicking Tyler off the team too? Because that's kind of what the message the Boys and Girls Club manager made it sound like. Just because he was on the podcast and is a good friend of mine, doesn't mean he's affiliated with what I do. Don't take your weird uncomfortableness out on him. He had nothing to do with it. So I just want to make sure because
right.
Tyler's, he told me about it and he's a good friend. So I'm like,
yeah,
don't fucking kick him off too. It was me.
You
it was
know,
all me and my fucking bitch lesbian girlfriend. Okay.
Dude,
it was all us.
Everybody.
And McNally from KeithCourage.com. It was his fault. He
dude,
put it
everybody
together.
Everybody, our age group, and that is
18 and over,
kind of
right?
Fun, has
18
got
and over.
This kind of, you know, sense of humor. I mean, not exactly this type of sense of humor, but they can see the fun in what we're
but
doing.
You have to understand,
usually,
I'm
unless
not
they're Mormon or Christian or some kind of hardcore fucking Catholic.
But she's, you have to understand, I'm not going out there and doing an episode of the Jam Hole while I'm playing dodgeball. Like, it's serious. I'm playing a game here. I'm talking shit along with everybody else. I didn't say anything way over the top
no.
that I would say on the show or something like that. Like,
no.
I don't understand.
You were just bullshitting and having fun with the other teammates.
Exactly.
It wasn't just
and everyone
you.
Looked like they were all having fun, so I don't know. Maybe when I left, they're like, God, I fucking hate that kid.
Maybe. I
fuck
don't know,
him.
Dude.
Oh, he's not a Christian. I bet these are all Skull Church members. I bet you. I guarantee they are. So, yeah, don't Ew. Take it out on Tyler. Also, if you want to call into the show tonight to say your side of it all for listeners to hear, you're more than welcome. I'll be civil, smiley face. I give the number. Anyways, hope you guys keep winning. It was a great team. Also, you misinterpret my humor for disrespect, which is not right. I had nothing but respect for the team and the sport, except for maybe that roid rage guy, but I didn't really get along with him in high school either, which is kind of funny to me that you are uncomfortable with me, yet you had the roid rage guy yelling at you in your face. And he didn't get disciplined at all. But whatever, you pick your battles, I guess. I'm fine as long as I get my refund. So that's what I wrote her. Now, before I wrote that, I got two more emails, one right after another, from the Boys and Girls Club. itself. Right. The Boys and Girls Club sent me an email. Now check this shit out.
Okay.
Matt, you will no longer be allowed at the Boys and Girls Club or on the premises! Exclamation point.
All right. 86th.
You're out of here! But not the Roid Rage guy. You stay. I like you.
Yeah, it's cool.
He sucks.
And we're going to play nigger music.
Right,
that says
okay.
Nigger.
Right,
nigger.
Yeah, that's cool. Right? Praise God. Yeah. Nigga. Praise God. Praise nigger God with my nigger nigger God.
That's so ridiculous. They should be fucking kids. I don't know.
Legal action will be taken against you! Exclamation point!
Oh!
For what?
I don't know.
Is this like it is going to, or if I return to the premises,
I
then.
I think they're gonna try and fucking take legal action for like, the video.
Do it!
But they can't because we didn't sign anything that said no videotaping allowed on the premises, no none of this, there's gotta be a dress code, blah, blah, blah.
What they're gonna do is be like, did you get a waiver signed for everyone in the video? And I'm gonna be like, no, it was a public area, it was a game, I was taping the game, that's all, so go fuck yourself. Legal action will be taken against you, exclamation point, due to the videos you produced, well, McNally produced, filmed. I was in the game, bitch, I had nothing to do with those fuckers, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Due to the videos you produced, they are completely unacceptable
and
offensive, exclamation point. You ended every sentence with an exclamation point. You must have been really excited to get some drama. Like, ooh, right? I get to exercise my power of taking over this little shitty roller rink that's a Boys and Girls Club now. Cool.
And your Boys and Girls Club?
Blah. Well, it's a cool place. It was a cool place when it was Shady Lane Roller Rink and we could just chill the fuck out there. But now it's a Boys and Girls Club. It's all fucking lame.
Dude, I have nothing
fuck
but
you.
The utmost respect for Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
I went
help
to a
out
Boys
those
and Girls
kids,
Club from
for
the
sure.
time... Dude, I went to a Boys and Girls Club from the time I was 5 years old to the time I was 14. 14 or 15, dude. And that's how I became a part of a tennis team, a fucking USCA championship league. It's how I fucking learned how to play pool. It's how I fucking got
yeah,
on a swimming
Shazam
team.
Yeah, see, Shazam says I'm pretty sure they're violating the First Amendment.
Dude, I had a lot of fun and learned a lot of things
but
going
the
to a
thing
Boys
is,
and Girls Club.
You have to understand that it's not the Boys and Girls Club when we're playing dodgeball. There are no children there except for everybody's fucking kids that they bring with them, and that's not my fault. Bring your kids. Let them watch. I don't give a shit. So, whatever. You are no longer a part of the FDA. You will not be provided with a refund. Any other questions you have regarding dodgeball, you may take up with Blake. Blake, the general D-bag. Thank you, Amanda, manager BNGCA, sent from my BlackBerry smartphone provided by Altel. And then right after that, I got this message. Matt, also, anyone affiliated with you or your filming will not be allowed on the premises. Which kind of sounds like Tyler can't be allowed there because he was affiliated. My whole team was in the movie, so they're affiliated.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? See, Shazam says, rather, they're hindering your exercise of free speech. I'm dead serious. This is really wrong and illegal, most likely. There will not be any more filming allowed! Exclamation point! Your girlfriend is also a huge cunt and your girlfriend is also no longer allowed on premises. She was also offensive and disrespectful.
How was I offensive and disrespectful?
I don't fucking know.
Because I zoomed in on some chicks that wanted the attention on their ass in the first
I'm
place,
sorry,
right?
I gave you the attention that you so desperately craved. I apologize for that. My bad. So just kick me the fuck out. Cool.
Shazam says, get the rules of the FDA and the Boys and Girls Club and send them to me.
I will do that.
We
if I can't, I'm
that.
Not allowed to go there, so I don't know how that's going to
happen. Email them. Be like,
should
I
go there
like
and
rules.
See if they really like try to have me arrested?
No, I wouldn't push it. Don't do that because then it'll give them a reason to
for
push
trespassing?
Legal action. Yes.
Even
once
though
they sent you that documentation saying you're no longer allowed on the premises.
Should I just tell them my lawyer needs a copy of the... rules and regulations?
Yes.
Okay.
I would.
Are you my lawyer, Shazam? Just say yes. Thank you. Your girlfriend is no longer allowed. She is also offensive and disrespectful. That did not get an exclamation point. That one was just a period.
It's because they're lying.
We at the BNGC do not appreciate this type of behavior nor disrespect. Have a good day, Amanda, manager, BNGC, sent from my BlackBerry smartphone provided by Alta.
Shazam said sure, by the way.
Okay, good.
She's our lawyer.
So I wrote back, why do I not get a refund? And then I wrote back, I'm sorry, but you can't kick someone off the league before the third game and keep their money. That's called stealing.
And you played the third game, so
no,
it's
I
before
didn't.
The fourth.
The first time, you're an idiot. The first time we were there was practice.
Oh,
there
okay.
was
sorry.
No games. There were no teams. Then game one, which was the video, and then game two.
All right, well, don't call me an idiot.
Don't be an idiot, and I won't.
Well, I didn't know that that wasn't a game
day.
But
you said that like three times. You're like, no, that was game two, and I'm like...
Well, you never actually explained it.
Bitch, to be derogatory about it. Fuck.
Don't call me a bitch.
Don't be a bitch, and I won't.
And don't be an asshole and just explain things correctly.
I just got kicked off a dodgeball, okay? I think I'm like...
Who gives a fuck?
I don't know. I did. I did it first.
Well, yeah, and you know what? I brought this point up to you. They have a roller derby there.
No, it's no contact roller derby though,
right? Isn't it? I bet you a million fucking bucks that they're like, now be nice, no elbows to the face, okay, ladies. That's not playing fair, okay. This is Christian roller derby, okay. Jesus Christ doesn't like it when you harm each other. So we're just gonna run around the rink as fast as we can on our little skates and just try to get to the end.
Unless, of course, you lived in one of those many cities that God supposedly completely destroyed. Then
right.
that's okay, because, you know, they deserved it. But
yeah.
other than that, forget it. So I wrote back Blake, the general, and I was like, if you really want to do this, you need to give me my money back, because that's not cool. I did absolutely nothing wrong. We were all having fun, and you guys are blowing this way out of proportion. Like,
yeah.
I made a fucking video, dude. Oh, my God. Fucking Christ.
I think they're just jealous because ours looks
no,
way better
than
theirs.
No, that has nothing. They're just self-righteous twits, dude. I don't fucking know
they're
any way.
They're looking for drama. They're like... They have absolutely nothing going on in their lives as it is. That's why they're doing the dodgeball thing in the first place. And
no.
so now when some kind of drama comes along, they're like, ooh.
I have plenty of shit to do on a Tuesday. I put
no,
all
that
aside.
I'm saying the guys that are throwing it on, this Blake dude, you know?
Oh, no, but that's cool. I like dodgeball. That's a great idea. I wish it wasn't put on by such fucking D-bags that had a sense of fucking humor for a minute. But fuck, dude.
We should set up a dodgeball thing.
No, I'm fucking done. And that's fine. I'm glad I have my Tuesdays back because, I mean, it was fun. And if this wouldn't have happened, I would definitely be there every Tuesday and playing and filming it and having a good time. But
yeah.
since this happened, I was pissed at first because they were like adamant about you're not getting your refund, and that pissed me off because I'm mm-hmm. like, I played two games, give me at least $20 then if it's a 10-week season.
Did you sign anything before
just
you went
a
in just
waiver
to sign
just a online thing that was like all your info, but nothing that was like, if you get kicked out, you will not, this is non-refundable. There was nothing like that. But
you
no,
need to
so
print up that thing.
Check this
out.
So I emailed Blake and I'm like, you really need to do the right thing here and give me my money back if this is how you guys are going to be. And finally he sent me back. He's like, I'll get your refund next week.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, okay, thank you. And that was it. So, fuck him, right?
So, are you going to meet him there to get your refund?
No, I gave him the P.O. box. I'm like, just fucking mail that shit since now I'm banned from the premise. Really?
Yeah,
you
really.
You ban this nigga from the fucking boys and girls? Why don't you try to help me? Maybe I'm a struggling boy and I need help. I've lost my way and I need Jesus in my heart. You're a fucking idiot. Your place is in Evergreen, which is the fucking ghetto. That's why you need a boys and girls club there, because no one can keep their fucking dick in their pants because girls dress like little whores.
Right.
And I'm sorry that we did what we did. We gave them the attention that they wanted, and we made an awesome video that's gotten almost 200 views and 5 stars. So suck those nuts.
You know what? I kind of want to email the boys and girls club after they decide to ban me also.
Well, would anyone else like to email the Boys and Girls Club?
Oh, you guys totally
I have her
should
address.
And let them know that we are not a tasteless piece of media.
You guys should all email them and be like, you should really make sure that you don't screw Matt over with this refund. I don't know. Should we give out her address? We'll wait. I'll wait for that. And if next week goes by and they're fucking me around with the refund, then you guys can have that. But
or if they actually try and take legal action.
What legal action could you possibly take? Seriously. Where have I broken a law or a rule? I filmed a public game. A-OK.
Right.
I... It's not like I went there and I was like,
"Hey,
little girl."
Everybody saw
me with
the video camera and like even introduced your teammates and shit.
It's not like I went there and I was like, "Hey, little girl, why don't you put on these little shorts and this little fucking wife beater so I can zoom in on your little fucking ass?" You came dressed like that to play dodgeball,
and you are over 18 years old. Okay.
Yeah, well, fuck them. I don't really care. I was really pissed earlier.
Shazam says me and you should take legal actions.
I'll take legal action. I take legal action daily.
We could probably sue them for kicking you off the team
for $25
and banning you from the fucking facility.
Because that's what I really want to do. I enjoyed that. I liked a lot of those people. I don't care for Blake now because of this, and I don't care for Ginny. I didn't care for her when she made us change our name first because, oh, someone was offended. Is this me not respecting people?
I don't know.
I will respect when I get respect. And until that happens, y'all can suck my dick.
I don't know.
So fuck
em. I think she's mad because I zoomed in on her ass once. Because the rest of your body didn't look very fucking good.
Well,
so
maybe play more. Shazam says, actually, it's more of a constitutional issue, so you wouldn't make all that much money. I don't even want to make money. I want my $25 back, and that's it. And you can go fuck yourself. That's
I just
all.
Want them to admit that they were wrong.
I wanted her to call in, but I guess they're very not... I don't want to be associated with that. Come and say your piece, bitch.
Right.
Oh, wait, I said I'd be civil. Come and we'll have a discussion, miss.
You tacky whore.
You tacky.
I will not be civil.
Jesus Christ. Anyway. Okay, so McNally saw this, of course, and he's like, hey, you got kicked off, huh? And he's like, I wasn't going to edit those videos because I thought it was going to be like a whole season full. He's like, but if this is the last one, send it and I'll put it together. I'll give it a nice tragic ending. I was like, word, you might want to wait till after this episode so you can get some audio.
Get some good commentary.
Let's see here. You can get me saying you can go fuck yourself and your little fucking clique. That you guys all go to Reds and drink and
go to Fresh Life Church and pretend that you have God in your heart?
Is that respectful? Okay. Anyway, so I'm over it.
Fuck you.
Like I said, what really pissed me off was the fact that they were like, you're not getting your money back and you're banned from this and that. Like, who the fuck are you?
Fuck you.
I was riding around in that place before you even thought of starting a Boys and Girls Club, and you're just lucky that everyone's so fucking broke here that the guy that owned it, because he was a cool fucker, you're lucky that he had to sell it and that you probably picked it up for dirt cheap because you're a government thing, you know?
Yeah.
So suck my dick, go fuck yourself, and that's it.
Fuck them.
Moving on. Guess who's back at it? Oh, thanks, AVG. I know time is running out. Appreciate that. Yeah, guess who's back at it? Fucking protesting little dead baby fetuses.
Oh, man.
40 days for life.
Again?
Again. So let me get this straight.
You still got the posters.
This is 160 days for life now. You've done this three times. So, right. Or four times. No, three times. 120 days for life. Excuse me. So, yeah, Ustream did crash. Thanks, Frankie. Wow, Ustream.
Wow.
So, you have God. He's on your side. He's helping you. Maybe the first 40 days, he's busy. I get that.
All right.
Maybe the second 40 days. It's a big world. You got a lot of people to watch over. God can't help everyone all the time. I mean, he can because he's, you know, omniscient and all that shit.
He gets about a million calls a day.
You know,
he's not going to get back
busy.
To everyone.
He's busy. Sometimes his iPhone lags up and he's got to go to the Nexus One. But, you know, that's God. That's how he rolls. So they're back at it. I saw a video on their site and I started. Google Buzz is so cool for this. You can go around with the map on, like using your GPS.
Uh-huh.
And when you get somewhere or you see something, you can post a buzz with the map that's like, what's happening here? Like, for example, the kid that's dancing in the Statue of Liberty thing.
Yeah, yeah.
In there, I was like, this is where that D-bag is getting paid minimum wage to dance like a jerk off.
I should get his job.
And spread Lady Liberty.
Better.
So I put on there, I'm like, here's where these fuckers are protesting abortion again. Then I was like, if you don't want people to have abortions, why don't you take all of those unwanted babies and raise them yourself? And pay for them, and raise them, and school them, and all that. Oh, you don't want to do that, but you're okay telling the parents what to do, right?
Right, right.
So I found the head of the 40 Days for Life. Her email is TRIERW@Bresnan.net. BRESNAN.net. I emailed her. I was like, hey, Why don't you leave these nice doctors alone? You should be lucky that they're doing a good service here and that they're so nice and that people can go there to get rid of their unwanted fetus things. And that's why I called them fetus things. And then also in the email, I was like, if you don't want people having abortions, then you take all these unwanted fetus things and you deal with them. Because I'm sick and tired. And so I looked around and I found a YouTube video.
They're being useless in society. Our country is already broke as it is. And you're standing out there not contributing to our economy at all.
Please make every woman that doesn't want a kid have a kid. Please. That'll really strengthen the economy.
You know what really sucks is when some chick is actually going there and is going to have an abortion. And then you change their mind because you're out there doing that. And then it fucks up her fucking life.
Yep.
She's like, God damn it. You know, she walks in. She's like, fuck, I really don't want to do this.
God certainly did, honey. God certainly did.
And they make you think that you're a horrible, horrible person for doing it.
See,
but in all reality, you're not. You're doing yourself a favor.
X Danielle says adoption. And that's fine. If you want to carry it to term and wreck your vagina, then have it adopted.
Or have a C-section, that's fine.
Don't keep it because they're guilting you into it. And then have, if you're not ready for it, don't do it,
exactly.
Dude.
Exactly. There's some people that just are not meant to be parents, one. Two,
this
that
guy.
You're just not ready for that kind of commitment.
Yeah, if you're 17 or 16 or even 18 or 19,
you're not ready.
We don't die at 25 now, so you don't have to get knocked up when you're 14, okay? We're not in the dark ages. I mean, you might think we are by looking the fuck around, but we're not.
We are overpopulated as it is.
Okay, so that was my next point. So I'm searching and I found this YouTube video and it's this little girl giving a school presentation, a speech, obviously indoctrinated from birth, had no chance to learn
see
what else is out
yet,
there. You
right.
are this religion and that's the end of it because I am saving you.
And everyone else is silly because they're not in that path.
So she's like, it's just total all the shit you hear like, this doesn't need to happen. There's other ways. You can have the kid and raise it. The church will help you, of course. And so she threw out a number I thought was kind of interesting. Did you know that there are 115,000 abortions a day?
Check this out. X Danielle kind of reminds me of my brother here. This is my opinion. If you can't take responsibility for your actions, don't have sex. Well,
that's true. Don't have sex, but how well does that work? Obviously, that doesn't work. So when you get past that, you have to have another option. It's like the options aren't.
How about this? Birth control.
The options aren't don't have sex or have a baby. There's a lot of in between there that I understand religious people just don't get. But you can't raise a child and be like, don't have sex, and if you're going to, and you get pregnant, you have to keep it, and now your life is ruined. That's bullshit.
Say,
that's retarded.
You can't say, okay, once you start having sex, you have to be ready to have a child, because that's what's going to happen. You know what? Take responsibility for yourself.
But now check this
and get
out.
On birth control, or pull out, or use a condom, or do it. It's a personal choice.
I want you to add 115,000 people every day to our population. Now, where does that put us? Even more overpopulated or less? What do you think? So, you want to add that many more people that are unwanted, obviously, or from rapes or whatever, and she gives that statistic. Only about 1% of that is from rape, so is that really an option? Yeah, it is, because that 1% out of 7 billion people is like thousands of fucking people.
It
so,
is.
Yeah, it is really an option, you dumb fucking four-year-old. No, she was like 8. But she's completely regurgitating bullshit her parents impressed into her and brainwashed into her. She had no chance, and that's sad because they're usually the biggest cunts. And I hate to say that about a fucking seventh grader, but that girl is a cunt. She's going to turn into a raging cunt
because of her parents.
And she will probably get raped and then get pregnant. And then what?
And she's going to have
enjoy
the kid,
that baby.
And then she's going to see that fucking face every day for the rest of its life and her life, probably. And
so,
be like, God damn it, I hate my life.
Email TRIERW @Bresnan.net and just tell her to go away. go away. Leave the nice doctors alone because they're contributing to society, unlike your church that pays no taxes or contributes to society, except they make their business off of brainwashing poor lost people. So,
well, check this out.
Good on you.
X Danielle says, I'm not religious. I just don't believe in flaking out of my responsibilities. Again, my opinion. Yes, it is your opinion, but opinions are like assholes, and everyone has one, and yours doesn't exactly have to be right. No, I'm serious, dude. Like, it's not your responsibility if you get raped and knocked up. That's not your fucking
responsibility. That's another point. But if you fuck up and you get pregnant, it's your responsibility to take care of it. Whether that be having the abortion or fucking raising it. If you think you can raise it, go ahead. But don't come to fucking welfare when you can't. Don't come bugging your parents when you can't. Because guess what? You can't. It's expensive. Unless you're rich, then do whatever. I don't give a shit. But
send a fucking boarding
don't
school.
Come and put more strain on this fledgling system that is about ready to pop.
Just don't have kids when you're not ready for it. You know, that's all there is to it. If you're not ready, financially ready.
But Dana, shit happens. And when shit happens, you have to take responsibility for it.
Yeah, me taking responsibility for it would be going and getting $450, $500, whatever the fuck I need to take care of it. And you know what? If I actually, you know, was sensitive to that kind of shit, yes, I would probably have it and give it up for adoption. But in my mind, we're overpopulated as it is, and I'm not going to contribute to that.
Right, and it's not like adoption centers are running out of babies, okay? There's plenty of kids to go around for every... There's 5 kids for every 1 person, I guarantee it.
I don't want my mistake being someone else's burden.
It's not. It's someone else's paycheck because they get paid for it.
No, well, I mean, think about the adoption agencies and stuff, or the foster homes and shit, okay? That's my mistake being someone else's burden.
Yeah, no, see, she's right. Danielle says, I believe in cases of rape, incest, health issues, abortion should be an option, which definitely.
Yes.
However, I don't believe it should be a form of birth control and you may use it as such. And yes, it should not be you have your abortion punch card and your 10th one's free. No.
No.
But if it happens, you need to be able to do it, and you don't need these old dying fucking Jesus faggots in your face going, abortion is a baby. Don't do it.
No.
Stop. No,
go home. It should not be used as a birth control. No, women are not at all.
That's retarded.
In all honesty, these women are spending way too much on abortion as it is. Yeah. Birth control is so much cheaper.
Do you know how much birth control is? It's not $450 a pop. I'll tell you that.
That's ridiculous.
That's retarded.
Use birth control.
Frankie has it.
Have an awesome sex life.
I believe.
Do what you want.
Frankie says, I believe that abortion should always 100% be an option.
I agree.
The end.
Otherwise,
what would Jam hold it? The end. I said the
end. Because they're trying to give themselves abortions with coat hangers.
Well, whatever. I gave myself a tattoo when I was 14. Whatever. What would Jam hold do? This is question number 20. I can't believe we've done 20 of these fuckers.
Well, thank you.
They're all at the jamhole.com/forums. You can check them all out there from 1 to 20.
Hey, and so, are we going to be protesting the protesters again this year?
I don't know. We could. We still have the signs.
I would.
They'll
definitely
be out there for.
It.
They'll be out there for the next 40 days.
And
which,
40
hey,
nights.
Hey, was that based on the 40 years that the fucking Jews wandered through the fucking wilderness? Because let me tell you something. That didn't happen. By the way, what would Jamhole do? Number 20. The jamhole.com/forums. Of course, your brother. Your brother's partner. Was unfaithful to him, and you have proof. Your brother's partner.
All right.
You also have 100% absolute future proof assurance that it will not happen again. Do you tell your brother? What good will that do? What if it was your elderly widowed mother and her latest, perhaps last, lover? I would say, honestly, if it was me, I don't give a shit.
Well, if it was my mother or, like, my, you know, one of my parents, I wouldn't tell.
No, I wouldn't, because if it's not going to happen again, and even if it does, if she's dying, let her enjoy life. She doesn't need to go out on a note that, oh, my God, you've been cheating on her, okay?
Right.
Let her enjoy it. But
if it was my brother, yeah, because he's young and he needs to see that nothing lasts forever, okay? Things happen. Right. Because my brother at this point in time thinks that his relationship is going to last forever and he's totally fucking in love.
Did you when you were that age? Because I did. I thought every girl I was with then, I was like, this is the one. This is so awesome.
I got proved wrong.
Time and time again.
So if I had the chance to prove him wrong, I would be like, hey, look, this bitch was boning down with this dude. Now what do you think about life?
Even though they said that it would 100% never happen again.
Yeah, I would say care, unless... Because you know what? Somebody cheats on me and it's never going to happen again. Fuck you. I still want you out.
I've stayed with chicks after they've cheated, but I've also done the cheating and stayed with chicks, and I've had chicks stay with me because probably they were cheating also.
No, dude, once I find out they're cheating on me, like, Yeah, that's it. Dude.
Have you cheated, though?
Yeah.
And you've stayed with them?
Yeah.
Okay, hypocrite.
Well,
what
happens?
It shouldn't happen. Satisfy your men, satisfy your women. That's all.
No,
it has.
All it is we end up getting tired of each other, and one of us cheats on one another, whatever. And if I find out, that's it. We break up, and you know, if he finds out me cheating, we break up. That's it. It's not a big deal.
Before it gets to that point, there should be a conversation that should go a little something like, "By the way, I really want to fuck something different because you're boring the shit out of me." And then there should be another conversation that's like, wow, that's crazy because you're boring the shit out of me and I need to get fucked by something different. And then you go and you do your thing and then you come back and because, hey, we're still great friends and we're good together.
What happened too is like
But no, I'm saying there should be, you should be able to stay with them after that. If it's agreed upon thing that like we're going to go get this out of our system and then come back and everything's cool.
Well, listen to me. This is kind of what happened, okay? Basically, I cheated on person, and person cheated on me. We ended up finding out about each other's fucking things. We broke up. We went on doing whatever we wanted to do for a good few months. Then we ended up getting back together and forgave each other for our fucking previous missteps.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, of course.
And you know what? Shit's happened like that before. It's not a big deal, you know. But
okay, so you would tell your brother, but not your elderly widowed mother.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to say no, because maybe my brother's partner was having sex with me, and that's why, but I don't know. I would say definitely no on the elderly mother, because let her die in peace, for sure. And what's
Dude,
the damage?
I haven't told my mom about anything my dad's done, and you know, my dad's a dog.
Well, you
that's
did
all there
now.
Is to it.
So, by the way, Dana's mom, Dana's dad has been totally fucking around. Thank you.
Well, not lately.
No, of course not lately.
No, for real, not lately. But I know names, places, dates, blah, blah, blah. And my dad's just like, shh. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
So they're talking in the chat, like, what is, X Danielle says, so do you believe there should be a limit? Zofu says, if someone hits 10 abortions a year or something, they've probably got other problems that should be focused on. Definitely the kind of person who should raise a kid, right? Mm-mm. Probably not someone who could give birth to a healthy child, of course. Yeah, let's not raise kids after that, please.
Yeah, please, no.
All right, well, moving on. So remember a while ago we mentioned on Facebook, on the jamhole.com/Facebook, there's a group there we have. There's a page there. We appreciate you guys joining the group. We're breaking 200 doors down, almost at 200 forum members. So
yeah.
Thank you for that. Do you remember the Pickle versus Nickelback?
No.
Didn't I mention that? I could have sworn I mentioned this on the show before.
Oh,
that
wait, you said that a Pickle would get...
is trying to get more fans than
right.
Nickelback. Well,
right.
Today...
I remember.
Today at 12 noon, it
they
happened.
Did it. Ah.
The Pickle has won!
Woo! Woo! You scared the shit out of the cat.
Good, fuck her. I'm mad at her. So, the Pickle won. The Pickle, 1,423,185 fans. Nickelback... 1,414,379 fans. Fuck yes.
Awesome. You go, Pickle.
That page is linked to my Facebook group and the page, because there's groups and then there's pages, and that's really fucking annoying. Like, it's one thing, Facebook. The group, there's a page for the group. Like, what are you doing? Just make it either all groups or all pages, you fucking retards. But anyway, I linked to it off of there. They made a victory video on YouTube. You can find that at thejamhole.com/forums. I put it in there, and I mean, you can find it on their actual Facebook, but I just embedded it in our forum so you guys can find it easy. It's to the tune of We Are the Champions, and it has pickles overlaid and every. It's so great.
Awesome. So, I'll have to check that out after the show.
The neg, that is so awesome. And I made the comment, and I thought I was the first and the clever one saying, man, they should start a band called Pickleback.
Oh.
Apparently, nay, I was not the first. That's retarded, right? Oh. See, that was tacky. That right there was tacky.
Lulz.
Pickleback. You know what? I bet they all like Nickelback, too.
I bet they do.
Is that why you're mad? Because our pickle got more fans than your fucking dumb band?
Yes.
So kick me off a dodgeball, right? But yeah, so they're taking submissions for the next thing. They're going to keep doing this.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I bet we can get this used condom to have more fans than the Flathead Dodgeball Association or something
nice,
like that,
nice.
Right? Just hypothetically. So I think someone had mentioned, I think it was Dr. Brandanos, that it might not have been him, I don't know, that we should all come together because we have, you know, some good numbers here, that we should figure out what the next thing should be, and then all of us go to that page and be like, how about this, how about this, how about this, you know? So if you guys had any ideas, I was thinking, you know, just something stupid like another dumb band, but you know, there's other things we could do. Like I bet this dildo can get more followers than Skull Church. Like, that'd be a cool one. Or something dumb like that. But I just wanted to say we won. Well, not us. I mean, we didn't start this. We just saw it and we're like, that's fucking cool. Right on.
We should make a Facebook group called Fuck Skull Church or something like that.
Well, I wanted to make, you know, the Flathead Valley Skeptical Society or the Flathead Valley Freethinkers Group or the Atheists.
So we're better than Skull Church.
I don't want to use the word atheist because that alienates people too much, I think.
Yeah,
I mean, can't call it brights because a lot of atheists and freethinkers don't like brights. I think it's awesome, but I'm more like, fuck you guys and I'll tell you fuck you rather than, well, let's be tactful about this. Like, I'm not very tactful. I'll just tell you go fuck yourself.
But you're tacky, Matt.
I'm tacky, not tactful. Right, right. So, yeah, I don't know, just something cool. You guys check that out on Facebook. I got some bizarre sex facts for you.
I'm down with that.
Sex is the safest tranquilizer in the world. It is 10 times more effective than Valium.
That's bullshit.
Come on, give me the Valium Malio.
That is
slam
bullshit.
Dunk it in your mouth like, ooh.
Maybe
no,
for like
think
an
about
80-year-old.
It, though. After you come, you're tranquil. You're
no,
tranquil
dude,
as fuck.
It's not a big deal, dude. Like, I can fucking get off in the morning and go to work.
Well, yeah. No, not saying like that, like it's going to put you out like Valium. It's just saying it's the safest tranquilizer and 10 times more effective.
You.
If you took Valium compared to busting a nut, you'll get more effect from the sex because, you know, it's all the endorphins are released in that, and that's kind of what Valium does in a slower sense, a smaller, you know, scale. Okay. Male bats have the highest rate of homosexuality of any mammal.
Bats are gay.
Exhibit A, Your Honor, Batman. The word, see, that was tacky. The word gymnasium comes from the Greek word gymnazine, which means to exercise naked.
Nice.
I did not know that. Right.
That's
on.
That's cool.
Right on.
Goddamn crazy people.
The greatest recorded number of children one mother had was blank. What would you say? The greatest record number, the greatest recorded number of children one mother had.
60.
69.
I was close.
Is that weird?
Dude, she must have been making babies every day in her life till she was like, I don't know.
Is this for real? Because that sounds like a tacky joke.
She had
69, wanky wank. Topless saleswomen are legal in Liverpool, England, but only in tropical fish stores.
What?
I don't know if this is real. An adulterous Greek male was sometimes punished by the removal of his pubic hair and the insertion of a large radish into his rectum. Thus was born the gaze.
Ew.
One of them was like, hey, that feels kind of good. You got
you
any bigger?
A little deeper?
You got a bigger radish?
In
India,
your hand in there.
In India, put both of them in there and then clap. In India, it is... That was tacky. In India, it is cheaper to have sex with a prostitute than buy a condom. That I believe.
Yeah.
The normal person spends 600 hours having sex between the ages of 20 and 70.
Wow.
That's a lot. Well, nah. I guess, like,
probably
that's,
more for
that's
you.
50, yeah, right. That's 50 years, though. Like, that's a long time. Like, you spend a lot of that time sleeping and working and all that shit. I could see 600 hours of sex in fucking 50 years.
Yeah.
It better be more than that. Fuck.
You want to fuck way too
I much. Need to fuck all the time. And if you're not up to that challenge, I'll find someone who is. Like, my fucking hand.
Okay.
The first couple to be shown in bed together on primetime television were... Who do you think? First couple to be shown in bed together on primetime.
I don't know.
Fred and Wilma Flintstone. Okay.
All right.
Americans spend twice as much money on porn than they do on cookies. Except nice. For we have the internet now.
I'd rather them spend money on porn than cookies.
Right. I mean, cookies make you fat. Porn makes you horny. Would you rather be horny or fat? I mean, come on.
Horny.
Yeah, that's right. Condoms exposed to smog and ozone are 25% less effective. The word hockey is archaic slang for semen. That I believe. People who chew a lot of ice have a higher sex drive. Women who read romance novels have sex twice as often as those who don't. The Ramsey...
makes them horny.
Yeah, well, no shit. It makes you horny for romance, though, and then they find out that there's no guy in the world that's like that, and they're, completely disappointed.
I'm almost done with my book, too. I've only got, two chapters left.
Then they turn into lesbians.
Oh, okay.
The Ramses brand condom is named after the great pharaoh Ramses II, who fathered over 160 children.
So why would you name a condom after a dude who had that many children?
Right, you kind of... You went the other way. Oh, well.
Yeah.
25% of women think money makes a man sexier.
Does.
Fucking A. The penalty.
Like, how much money do you have? Oh, gosh, you're gorgeous.
I just came. The penalty for masturbate. Is that why you don't like fucking? Because I'm broke? The penalty for masturbation in Indonesia is decapitation.
Oh my god.
Both heads, if you know what I mean. 85% of men who die of heart attacks during intercourse are found to have been cheating on their wives.
Yeah.
Tisk tisk.
They deserved it then.
Yeah. Male and female rats may have sex 20 times a day.
Jesus.
I'm just constantly fucking.
You're a rat. That's what you are.
I'm a mat, but okay. For every normal web page, there are 5 porn pages. I believe that. It's probably more like 10 by now.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right. Well, speaking of, weird, freaky sex things, Lewiston, Idaho.
What's up, Lewiston?
That's where the Basement Boys are, isn't it? Lewiston?
I have no
Maybe
idea.
This is him. A marriage got off to a rocky start after the 21-year-old groom from Northern Idaho was arrested twice. On his wedding night.
Not once,
but twice. Two times a lady. What was he charged for, you might be asking? Assault.
With
he was charged.
Penis.
He was charged with assaulting his new wife. Hey, I'm just trying to take her out for a test drive. I got to make sure she can handle when I knock her the fuck out. Oh, man. Court records show Nathan Lewis of Lewiston, Idaho, was charged Tuesday in Assateague County Superior Court with second-degree assault and interfering with a report of domestic violence. The Nez Perce County Sheriff's Office says Lewis was married Sunday and later arrested for drunken and disorderly conduct. They say that after Lewis was released on bail, he assaulted his new wife at a home in nearby Clarkston, Washington. The bride told authorities she was slapped and choked during the altercation. Hello, that's called foreplay.
It's called rough sex, dude.
What a dumb bitch. Jesus Christ.
You guys should read this book I'm reading.
Is there some of that foreplay up in there?
Oh, yeah, dude. One of the relationships lasts for 8 years, and he had to force sex every time because she wouldn't have sex with him any other way.
Like, oh, because she was into it.
Yeah, she was raped. you know, as
like
a younger
Ollie,
kid,
the door unlocked, then, you come in and rape me.
Yeah, dude, that's how it went. Like,
that's
she
fun.
Discovered that she liked being raped.
I'd be into
so...
that. Do you like being raped?
No.
Let's do it.
I'll beat the fuck out of you.
Get raped
dude.
Every
Please
night.
Don't rape
every
me.
Time we have sex, it's rape.
Oh, right. Right. Because I so totally go, I'm coming when I'm being raped, right?
Well, I don't know. It depends how good it is, I guess. All right. Well, you know how we were moving on from that? You know how we were talking about how the TSA. Not doing a very good job lately.
Yeah.
Making little boys take off their fucking leg braces and shit.
Right.
Okay. Well, check this shit out. The Homeland Security, right? You guys know these guys. They are in charge of securing the motherland, right? Our home, uh-huh. Our homeland here. Well, nearly 180 Department of Homeland Security weapons have been lost. Some falling into the hands of criminals after officers left them in restrooms, vehicles, and other public places, according to an Inspector General report. You are the homeland. You are securing the homeland, but you can't even secure your own fucking firearm? Are you kidding me? Is this a tacky joke? Because that's retarded.
No.
That is retarded. Here, why don't we just give out guns to everybody? That'll be cool. The officers with Customs and Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, quote, did not always sufficiently safeguard their firearms and, as a result, lost a significant number of them between 06 and 08. In all, 243 firearms were lost in both agencies during that period.
That's a
Oops.
Lot.
hey, have you seen my gun?
Yeah, no.
Full clip. 18, one in the hole. Nate Dogg, you know
one,
what I'm
you
saying?
You can't ship your crap.
Have you seen it? Because I can't find it. I check my other pants. I ask my wife. I check the kids.
They have to ship it totally separately.
You are retarded. Wait, ship it? What are you talking about?
I thought you meant, what are you talking about losing them?
Like, they left them somewhere and someone was like, oh, look, a gun. Sweep.
That sucks.
You... Yeah, you're an idiot. Like, how does that happen? I'm going to just take my gun off here so I can go fuck this whore in the bathroom and then you forget to put it back on, right?
Well, you got to take into account some of them could be being
Are you not
for murders?
Trained for that? Are you trained to do that?
I don't know.
That doesn't make me feel very secure. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry.
Of those 243, 36 were lost because of circumstances beyond officers' control. For instance, ICE lost a firearm during an assault on an officer. Another 28 were lost even though officers had stored them in lockboxes or safes. But 74% or 179 guns were lost, quote, because officers did not properly secure them. Oops.
My bad.
Have you seen my gun?
No, that crackhead ran off.
Does little
with
Billy
it.
Have it? Oh, the crackhead. That's awesome. Following a review of the draft report in December, Homeland Security took steps to implement its recommendations and overhaul its property management policy. Like, hey, you know those guns we gave you? Quit losing them. Fucking hold on to them. Like, your life depends on it. Because guess what? It does. Oh my god, that's retarded. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that because I thought that was kind of funny. Now, have you guys heard of K2? Anyone heard of K2? We're all a bunch of potheads, right?
I got an F and a C, and I got a K, what?
And I got a K2.
Yeah, and the only thing that's missing is a
bitch
like
you. Well, K2 apparently is this imitation pot that's been going around lately.
All right.
There may be nothing like the real thing, but some industrious marijuana users have seized on an obscure but easily accessible substance that mimics the drug's effects on the brain, creating a popular trade in legal dope that has stymied law enforcement authorities.
Probably tastes like shit.
Probably. It looks like shit. The users, I'll put a link to this in the jamhole.com show notes, of course, like, always do you guys see what this looks like. It's pretty nasty looking. Like, it looks worse than salvia, and salvia looks like shit, you know, as far as weed goes. The users are buying a product known as K2, or Spice, Genie, or Zohai. That is commonly sold in head shops as incense. You're smoking incense.
That's not
right
good
on.
For you.
Hey, you know those opium incense? I smoke that shit.
Oh,
it's like
man.
The greatest opium buzz I've ever had. Oh, I'm so fucking high right now. Produced in China, nice, and Korea, also nice. The mixture of herbs and spices, the kernels, 10 herbs and spices, right?
There's opium in it.
Is sprayed with a synthetic compound chemically similar to THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, tetrahydrocannabinol. Of course, users roll it up in joints or inhale it from pipes just like the real thing. Now, do you remember a long time ago, we did a story about these scientists that were doing some research and they invented spray-on THC?
Yes,
that you could
I remember
spray.
That.
They're using it for this shit. That's fucking crazy, right? I would just, like, take a normal cigarette. Like, I don't want to smoke whatever those herbs and spices
yeah.
are, because that looks like crap. I don't want to smoke your incense.
Any kind of imitation weed always tastes like
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like
salvia
the wizard
tastes
smoke.
Like asshole.
Well, salvia is not imitation weed to begin with, but
wow.
they do sell that shit in high times, right? The,
right, yeah.
Indica smoke, the wizard beard or whatever
yeah.
the fuck it's called. And it looks like the chronic, but it tastes like
asshole.
It's nasty shit. I would never buy that stuff. I had a friend once that ordered it just
well,
to see what it was like. We ordered it to see. He ordered it to see what it was like, and I smoked some, and it was horrible. It tastes like crap. It looked badass. Like, you could sell it until someone smelled it, and they're like, that's not weed.
Yeah, I know,
It
right?
looks like weed, but
it's
that ain't
weed.
Oregano
looks like weed sometimes, but it's not.
So you could, I would just as soon take a bag of tobacco, Ballyshag, or what I'm smoking now,
all
the
right.
Amsterdam Red,
and just
spray that shit there. Because at least tobacco, like, this shit looks nasty. I don't know what your herbs and spices are, man. It ain't the Colonel's Secret, but that's gross. And just spray the tobacco or even roll up a fucking cigarette.
I wonder
spray
if that's
that.
Out for sale yet. Can you get that THC spray?
I don't know. Like, just the spray.
Yeah,
because that would be
a
cool.
Just a ball of spray. Because if we could do that, dude, I'd be down to try that. I'd spray a cigarette with it, dude. Give it a shot.
But I thought it wasn't the weed itself that you didn't like. I thought it was the high.
It is the high that
well,
I don't
that's
like, but
what
I
this
would
is
just
doing.
Be curious. To,
it's
I,
the high.
You know, I'll
Here.
Give it a try.
I just sprayed this with THC. Try it.
Right. Well, you know, maybe it'll be a little different. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Like, tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, is not the only cannabinoid that's in weed. You know, there's
right.
like hundreds of other ones, and they all work together to get you fucked up.
So if it's just the THC, then it could be a totally different high. You
right. It
know.
Could be like eating Marinol. You ever had Marinol?
I don't even know what that is.
Marinol is a synthetic THC pills that the big... This was Big Pharma's... excuse me, face. Big Pharma's attempt at mimicking medical marijuana, basically. They're like, if your state doesn't have medical marijuana, you can buy Marinol, which is crazy expensive, dude. Marinol is so expensive. But all it is THC, and they didn't realize that it's more than just THC that has those effects. I knew a lady that had MS, and she was the one getting it, but she smoked weed, and she needed it for her appetite and for her stomach, because MS makes you, like, want to just puke all the time. So the weed calmed her stomach down enough for her to eat, you know? So she was taking the Marinol, and it didn't do shit. It didn't get her fucking buzz. It didn't help any of her fucking problems like weed did. So
yeah.
It's not just THC. And I'm surprised they don't know that. I mean, I'm sure they do, but... though banned in most of Europe, K2's key ingredients are not regulated in the United States because it's fucking oregano and parsley, dude. A gap that has prompted lawmakers in Missouri and Kansas to consider new legislation. Yep, there's just another thing to ban. Good job, guys. Freedom, right? We have freedom. We can do whatever. Just not this, right? And be an adult when you play dodgeball, right? You disrespectful,
yeah, no.
tacky
no.
fuck.
With a flat ass.
With a, no, I was talking about me. I'm a disrespectful, tacky fuck.
With a flat ass.
Me? I got a
no,
fat
you got
ass.
A
I got a
ass,
sick
dude.
Ass.
A
my
ass.
Ass is sick, dude. My
you know,
ass is
and that's
tight,
a big
son.
Thing for me with
I keep
guys.
My shit tight.
That's a big thing for me with guys. Like, for real, dude. You gotta have a nice ass. I really dig a man ass. It's very nice.
Well, duh. So, quote, this isn't Jerry Garcia's marijuana, said Representative Jeff Ruorda, a Democrat from the eastern Missouri town of Barnhart. Hit Herta.
Barnhart. Hit Herta.
They use chemicals to avoid creating something that's already legal.
And then let's go fuck
well,
our
cousins. Well, guess what? Inbred, if you didn't make weed illegal, we wouldn't have to do retarded shit like this. Fuck. But I can go get me some moonshine, hit a herder. Authorities in Johnson County, Kansas, it's not Jerry's weed, right? They've used chemicals to avoid creating something that's already illegal. Okay. Authorities in Johnson County, Kansas, discovered ex-convicts on probation smoking K2 and said it is spreading to high school students. Quote, "This has become extremely popular," said Linda Weber, owner of the Vice Smoke Shop in the St. Louis suburb of St. Peter's, who said she only sells to adults. Really? God.
It's like going to a medical marijuana shop and they're like,
I only sell to adults.
I only sell to adults
and only if they have a card, right?
Yeah. No,
otherwise,
sometimes.
These are all for smoking tobacco and you have to be 18 right. for that. So
dude,
I only...
did you know? Check this out. The gas station down by Ashley's house, okay? You know what I'm talking about? The one...
Yep.
Okay. It's selling hookahs.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, and vaporizers.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm like, what the fuck?
It? That's crazy.
I looked and I was like, are you guys seriously selling a hookah? And it's a kind of a pretty hookah I saw. There was like this light blue crystal glass one or whatever. It looked really pretty. And they're like, yeah, that's not the only thing we sell too. They're like, we sell vaporizers also. And I was like, really?
That's crazy.
I know. What's with the, you're going to put the damn.
It's getting popular. What can I say?
Yeah, I guess so, since it is legalized here as medical shit.
Of course.
Shit, so.
She said she sells about 60 packages a week, with suppliers calling her weekly to pitch new brands. She said she's keeping an eye on what state lawmakers decide, though, because, quote, I definitely don't want to be selling it if it comes out that it's harmful. Because they're only going to make it illegal if it's harmful, right?
Right.
We haven't learned yet that the government...
And if it feels good, they're going to make it illegal.
Our well-being is not very high up on the government's list of to-do, you know? I'm just saying. K2 costs about $20 to $50, or $20 and $50 for 3 grams, similar to the street price of marijuana, if you're getting ripped the fuck off. Jesus.
Dude, you got that song stuck in my head now.
What?
I got an F and a C, and I got a K2.
Thank you. But with the key advantages of being legal and undetectable in drug tests. Now, if it's THC spray, what do they test for in drug tests?
THC!
THC!
And it takes 28 days to get out of your system.
So how does that not show up then? I don't understand.
Flushers?
The key ingredients are believed to be the unintended result of scientific research on marijuana's effects. Dr. John Huffman, Clemson University organic chem teacher, or professor, excuse me, was researching the effects of cannabinoids on the brain when his work resulted in a 95 paper that contained the method and ingredients used to make the compound, which is where Marinol came from.
Right.
That recipe found its way to marijuana users who replicated his work and began spraying it onto dried flowers, herbs, and tobacco. Quote, "People who use it are idiots," said Dr. John Huffman, referring to the K2 smokers. If you're smoking real weed, that's cool. But if you're smoking this shit, you're an idiot. I agree.
Yeah,
smoke weed,
not
nigga.
The spray.
Smoke
if you're
weed.
Using the spray,
who
you're actually
shit?
Quite smart. That's
I just
cool.
Fuck it. I use like Banaka. I'm just like, oh, I'm so high.
No, that'd be so cool to like grow a, like a pineapple.
What if
or
you
something
sprayed?
It's got THC in it.
What if you sprayed Chronic with the spray?
Oh.
Whoa. Whose mind just got blown?
Yours and mine.
Fucking A.
And the 3 people in our chat.
I know. What happened, man? Is Ustream
it's
just...
It's Friday,
Ustream,
man.
Ustream... No, it's Ustream lagging because they're broadcasting Olympics and shit. Write a letter. Hey, Ustream. Fix our shit.
I was watching the Olympics today, and you know what?
Fuck
some of the shit
the
they do
can I say,
is so gay.
Fuck the Olympics. Christ, dude. Who
some of it's
cares?
Cool, but dude, some of
I
it's not.
I get it. Oh, look, you can skate. I get it. Who
and dude,
gives
what's
a shit?
What's the game where the chicks have the sticks and they do like this
know.
To make the fucking thing go?
I have no idea
like
what you're
ice
talking
or
about.
Something.
I have no clue
they move
what you're
a
saying.
Stick in front of this fucking disc looking thing, and it fucking moves it.
I have no idea.
It's like
I honestly don't give a shit, and I don't know.
But it's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? I'm good at this.
Yeah, so, you know, watch out for the K2. If you smoke it, you're probably an idiot. Let's talk about some cocaine drug smuggler in Sweden. He got caught with almost 100 grams of coke in his underpants and then tried to bite his way out of the clutches of the Swedish customs.
Nice.
The 41-year-old man consented to accompany customs and excise officials when he was challenged on the platform of Malmö Syd station in southern Sweden. Blah, 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 blah. Wow.
Station in southwest southern Sweden.
Thank
there you go.
The suspected drug smuggler went as far as to agree to removing his clothing down to his underpants, at which point he refused to undress further, claiming to be shy.
Look at my penis.
It looked like he had something very large nestling aside his sexual organ, a customs official said.
It's a cyst, fuck off.
Leave me alone. That's why I'm shy. Fuck. With the search at an uneasy stalemate, the man tried to dispose of a package on the sly, and a wrestling match broke out with customs officials, as the officer and the minimally clad 41-year-old became embroiled in a tugging match on the floor of the interrogation room. The officer felt the would-be drug smuggler's teeth bite into his upper arm. Ugh.
It's like, hang on a second, I gotta shove this bag up my asshole.
Yeah, hold on. After the situation had calmed down, officials were able to conclude that the package contained almost 100 grams of cocaine. The 41-year-old man has now been charged with aggravated smuggling and assaulting an official.
That's a lot of coke.
100 grams, yeah. It's a little bit.
I want 100
grams. It's a little
grams.
Bit. You know,
a good weekend.
It's a few ounces.
Yeah. I could.
All right. Well, fuck. I got one more story here I really wanted to talk about because it's kind of fucked up, and then we'll probably call it a night here. All
righty. What you got for me?
Well, this.
Dead babies. Give me dead babies.
No, it's
whammy,
nothing
no whammy,
like
no
that. It's weird. It's it has to do. I don't know if you guys heard this before. It's a school district. They give computers, laptops to all their students. All
right.
These laptops have webcams in them, right? Like
okay.
This. Maybe a little unauthorized spying was going on, perhaps.
Are you for real?
Lower Merion school district officials brag that they give every one of their 1,800 high schoolers laptop computers to, quote, ensure that all students have 24/7 access to school-based resources, which,
right.
That's awesome. Every
yes.
kid should have a laptop, whether provided by the school or the parents or whatever. The netbooks are cheap as shit.
That's great.
You have old fucking laptops like what your uncle got. People are just throwing those fuckers out. Give them to the schools. You can get a hold of web browser and email. That's all a student needs, really,
yeah.
to do most research and shit.
And you know,
at least
Word.
To get by. And generally, if you're going to be into college, you'll get a laptop. You know, your
yeah.
parents will hook it up or you'll hook it up some way. So,
or a tablet or something.
Instead of doing that, they ensured they got a 24/7 sneak peek into students' private lives by secretly monitoring webcams embedded in the laptops to spy on teens and their families at home, according to a federal class action lawsuit.
That is...
That's fucked, right?
Yeah.
So there's a poll here that says, is there any scenario where a school district is justified to monitor students at home?
No.
No, there is a no scenario where this is okay. 94%. Yes, if the webcam captures illegal activity, 2.6%.
But that's not...
Which is nothing, but that in that 2.6%, that was 140 people that were like, yes, you're fucking retards if you think that should be. That is so not cool. And there's ways to hack into those things. And, you know, granted, they have lights on so you can see... But you can turn the light off.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little something. If you think you're secure, you're not. You're insecure.
That is fucked, dude.
And that's what Nodex is all about. And that's what the packet fluffer's here for. It's rhythm packet, and the packet fluffer.
That's so fucked
so
up.
So the suit alleges the remotely controlled covert cameras violate everything from the Fourth Amendment to wiretapping, electronic communications, and computer fraud laws. I agree. That's
absolutely
fucked. It was filed on Tuesday on behalf of Harriton High student Blake Robbins and all Lower Merion students by Robbins' parents, Michael and Holly Robbins of Penn Valley. Named as defendants are the school district, the district's 9-member board of directors, and the superintendent, Christopher W. McGinley. The Robbins seek unspecified compensatory and punitive damages, thank you, as well as an end to the spying, according to the 17-page complaint. Excuse me. The family first learned of the embedded webcams on November 11th when Harriton High's assistant principal, Lindy Matsko, reprimanded Blake Robbins for improper behavior in his home. Whoa! Here's the line. You totally crossed it.
Yeah.
You're reprimanding me for talking back to my mother at home? Wow.
How the fuck do you know what I was doing
at home? That's a little fucked up.
Yeah.
That's a lot fucked up. That's a whole lot fucked up.
Have your laptop back. I'll get my...
Yeah, yeah, cool. Right? Or have your laptop back. I took the camera out. You're welcome.
Yeah, no problem.
They get them back and there's just like a pence jammed in there like a little fuck you. Like that, dude, that is so fucked up, dude. And who's
like
to say? Who's to say there isn't some weird creepy guy that works at the school that's like, it puts the lotion on its skin.
Right? Yeah.
Like there's so many things. This is wrong on
and
so
you know,
many
some of these
levels.
Kids are using it to chat with like their boyfriends or stuff, and like they're doing like webcam chats.
Of
okay?
course, like little titty.
Yeah.
This is so wrong on so many levels.
Oh,
because the lawsuit does not specify why the photograph was objectionable. Sorry, I skipped a part. So, improper behavior in his home, right? Matsko cited as evidence a photograph from the webcam on the boys' school-issued laptop. The lawsuit does not specify why the photograph was objectionable. So, that's their evidence. They're like, this is fucked up, here's the picture. And they're like, well, why, you know? Because the webcam can capture anything happening in the room where the laptop is, district personnel could illicitly observe plenty more than a student's online activity, the lawsuit alleges. Quote, many of the images captured and intercepted may consist of images of minors and their parents, of friends, or their parents or friends in compromising or embarrassing positions, including but not limited to in various stages of dress or undress, the lawsuit charges. The Robbins attorney, Mark Haltzman, couldn't be reached this morning, of course, and no one was returning calls. So that is fucked
up. That's fucked. That is not good.
That is a big old fucking no.
You can't do that.
Not at all.
Now, is it a high school? Or
high school, yeah.
A high school,
doesn't
yeah.
matter, though. Grade school, high school. Once that laptop leaves school grounds, you are no longer allowed to tap into it for any fucking reason. Any reason. That's just fucked up. All right, and real quick, I got a real short one here. This just kind of made me smile. Uniontown, Pennsylvania, a 57-year-old man is going to be charged because he was wearing only underwear in frigid temperatures when he hopped on the hood of his girlfriend's moving car during an argument. Now, see, you know how I know we love each other?
Oh.
Because we don't do that when we argue. You're not, like, trying to leave, and here I come in my underwear that I don't wear, like, get back here, you cunt! And then, you know, hopping on the car, like, me mad, raw!
And you're sweaty, so you stick to the car because it's cold?
Yeah, yeah, your balls just, like, that's awesome.
Zofu says, I went to the Skull Church website. It made me sad.
Yes, it's very creepy. They are all about just brainwashing the
Try
fuck out of kids.
Try to talk to them on Facebook. It's so creepy.
They're all about the love of God. And they're all about, like, during their... I'm sorry to stray from this, but this... I hate
yeah,
those
sorry.
Fucking... That place is so creepy. When they do their services, the last thing they do is get people to come up and profess their faith. So the service makes you feel guilty, scares you into eternally burning in hell, which really, are we that young and naive that
like the
we believe
cool.
our soul is going to burn in hell forever if we don't believe in this thing? Are you kidding me? This is so stupid. So then they have these people and the kids go up there and they're like, I want to love. I need Jesus in my heart. And they brainwash about 20 or 30 of them every fucking Wednesday, dude. And that's fucked up.
Yeah.
So Police have yet to identify the man or his 28-year-old girlfriend. So he's 57, she's 28. That's fine, that's healthy, right? They'll release the names once they start out what charges to file. The cops were called at 3:20 a.m. Thursday by someone reporting a man riding on the hood of a car, screaming at the woman driving it. The woman had a bruise under her left eye, and police said they found drug paraphernalia in the car. Meth.
Union Where are you Town. Going with my meth, bitch?
That's my meth pipe, bitch. That's my last light bulb, damn it. The Union Town is about 40 miles south of Pittsburgh. The region has been hit by heavy snows, and overnight temperatures were in the teens on Thursday when this 57-year-old was buck-ass naked in underwear. Balls on the car. So I just thought I'd share that with you. I enjoyed that story. Alright, well, we got a voicemail here again, probably from Red Fox. Before we call it a night, thank you guys for joining us on this Friday night here. Red Fox, I think. So Red Fox, go.
Hello, Matt and Danny. It's your good buddy Red Fox.
Yep.
Say, I was driving home from work the other day, and I happened to drive past one of these mega churches that's been put up in the area. And when I drove past, I saw what looked like a McDonald's Playland on the inside. And I was thinking, they must have put that there so that single mothers, when they take their 10 to 14 kids, they have something to do while the mother is praying to God that their situation somehow improves or gets better.
Yep.
And then I realized this also helps people like you, because once those screaming kids are all tired up from this playground and they go to Sunday brunch after church, you won't have to deal with screaming kids in a restaurant.
Nice.
Anyways, have a great show, and I'll talk to you later. Oh, and Anime Club does not suck. Bye.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that, Red Fox.
You're absolutely correct, Red Fox. The Anime Club does not suck.
And I wish that were the case, but nay, there are still fucking screaming children in every fucking restaurant I try to go to, so forget that.
Yeah.
But it's creepy.
Yeah.
Indoctrinate your kids. Don't give them a chance. That's fine. They don't need to think when their soul is at stake. How can you believe that still? Like, okay, in the Dark Ages, I understand, because everything was weird and a mystery. We didn't know what was up there. We thought that was heaven. Guess what? That's not heaven. That's called the universe. And that's not, God is nowhere to be found. So, fucking creepy. You know what?
What?
I was thinking about something the other day. I was getting kind of deep. I was writing some rhymes and shit. And I thought, what if God was real? Okay?
All right.
Follow me here. God is real. God exists. He created the world. Now,
I'm going to hell.
To create the world, to make it run on its own and have free will, he designed laws. The laws of physics, thermodynamics, all of that stuff.
Right.
Once those laws kicked into play, it eliminated God from being able to interact with this reality.
Uh-huh.
And now he's blocked out from it, and that's why we can't. I was just thinking about that. Like, what if God accidentally locked himself out of our reality when he created these laws? And then I was like, man, I'm stoned. That's retarded. There is no God. But weird, right? Like,
weird.
What if by those laws, once he created them, it made him unable to reach into our reality from
it
his.
It voids him out, basically.
Exactly. Like, kind
of
void. All right. Well, I just thought it was something interesting I thought about the other day. So
it's pretty cool.
Well, thank you guys so much. Again, this was the Friday Night Show, episode number 313.
313!
Our two-year anniversary was yesterday. Show us some love, thejamhole.com/donate.
Our one-year anniversary of actually being together.
Me and this
is
chica.
Tomorrow.
Me and this bitch.
Yeah.
Me and this tacky lesbian bitch.
I
love you. Thank you. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is, of course, where all our shit's at. I've been getting some good reviews on the Book of Matthew, so I don't know if you guys want to take a look at that. $5. Can't beat it. I mean, if it sucks, I'll give you your money back, maybe. Thejamhole.com/store. That's where that's at. If the store is giving you problems, let me know so I can fix them like Galactor did. He was like, I'm trying to buy this, but it keeps sending me to a page that's not there. And I went into settings, and I'm like, oh, well, no shit. Why did that change? And I put it back, and it was all good. So, yeah, thejamhole.com/store. slash Twitter, slash Facebook. That's all our shit. Slash Danny, that's her Twitter. You can follow that. Definitely, if you listen to this show, please go to thejamhole.com/forums and sign up. It's free. It's a Ning account. You can use that with all the other Nings. And there's a ton of cool shit on Ning. There's the Atheist Nexus is on there. There's Freethinker. There's a lot of stuff on Ning. So if you have a Ning ID, you can use that on our forums. Or if you make one, you'll have that to use on other Ning forums. So definitely sign up there. Give us those numbers and the Facebook group and the page. Thanks, Facebook. Got a Google profile with Buzz on it. You can follow and let me follow you. Check that out. It's all at thejamhole.com slash links. You can see other shows we like and listen to, other sites we're friends with, that kind of shit. Fuck, that's about it. Check out Dodgeball Game 1. See what they were so offended at. That's at thejamhole.com/YouTube. Or it was in the feed. You will have gotten that if you were subscribed. And, of course, thejamhole.com/vote. Make sure you keep us up in that 17, 18th spot in Podcast Alley. Fuck, there was something else I know I was forgetting. I don't fucking know. How's your day at work? That's what it was. What the fuck happened? So you approach the boss. You're like, yo, give me a raise because I do all this fucking work. And he said, go fuck yourself.
Nah.
So what happened? That's what I forgot.
Yeah, we can save it for Monday if you want. Yeah? Pretty much I'm looking for another job.
Pretty much looking for another job.
Yeah. I'm just going to stay there and make the best of it. And try and keep money flow coming in until I find a better job, and then I will leave.
That's right. Don't appreciate your employees. They will leave, and they will fuck some shit up. So
I do enjoy the job.
Treat your employees nice. Check this out. If you didn't have employees, you wouldn't have a business. So be nice to your employees. Pay them more so we can all survive in this shit fucking world, and just be nice, you know?
I do enjoy the job itself. I like it very much.
Right. You just don't like getting paid dishwasher wages to prep and to line and to cook and to do everything.
Right.
That's bullshit. No one should have to do that. Be nice to my girlfriend. Please.
I felt like I deserved a raise, and I feel like I am worth more than $8.50 an hour, and I have proven myself time and time again that I'm better than that.
Yep.
And he pulled out a bunch of excuses from when I first started, and the fact that I have to have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights off, and that I had to drive
Christ.
My uncle to Missoula to have his pacemaker worked on.
God forbid.
And saying that it's schedule conflicts, and that I am a management task, and blah, blah, blah. And he has to ask me if I'm going to be able to work the shift because I was sick one day. And I stayed and worked the shift, but because he had to ask me, that's made it a
he's
problem.
Making excuses
he
not
is,
to
it's
pay
it.
You
that's
more.
All it is. And I'm like,
quit being so fucking greedy. Appreciate the people that are making your business fucking run in the first
there
place.
There are
because
other people that have schedule conflicts. There are other people that
it's called life.
There are
dick.
Other shit. There are other people whose personal lives spill over into their work life. You know, not on purpose, but shit happens. And you know what he said to me? And he also brought up the fact of me falling up the stairs and having to have a workman comp issue. He said he gave me that as an excuse of why I'm not getting a raise also. Because he said, quote, shit happens and it happens to you.
Wow, just you, right?
Yeah. And then like
that's
20,
so fucked.
Then like
fuck
5
him.
Minutes later after he did that, I cut my hand. And I
fuck
walk
him.
Into the I walk into the fucking office like, and he's like, how bad is it? And I'm like, it's not bad enough to bleed. And he's like, okay. I'm like, yeah, shit happens and it happens to me, right?
Nah, what a faggot. Fuck
yeah,
him.
So I'm looking for another job. So I'm
right.
I'm
the other
ticked.
Thing the other thing was
dude, even the lady that I don't like working with was like, you deserve a fucking raise. She's like, that is fucked up. She's like, you are a very valuable person to me, to all the other cooks here. She's like, you're nothing but awesome. I have nothing but good things, you know, to hear about you from the other cooks and from myself. She's like, everyone here appreciates you. Everyone there does. They do appreciate me. They love the fact that I'm there, because if it wasn't for me, some days these people wouldn't be getting out of there until fucking the next damn day. They wouldn't be having shit done. They'd be getting jumped down their throat because I wasn't there to bail them out.
Yep. But they get paid more, right?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
All right. The other thing was, I'm trying to get to DEF CON this year with my brother. You want to see the packet fluffer and rhythm in action? We're going to be at, hopefully I will be. He's gone for sure, but if I can get a plane ticket down there, we'll be going to DEF CON this year, so check that out. TheJamHole.com/donate. Hook it up with some cash so I can enjoy myself while I'm there if I end up going. And, yeah, we're still planning a September Florida live audience show sometime in September. So, yeah, we'll keep you updated as the details come out. Go buy the Keith and the Girl book. Of course, buy me a copy. I would appreciate it because I'm a broke nigga.
Me too. And, I'm even more broke than you are. So.
Yeah, help us get through. We put out this show for free. It's pretty expensive now with how much the server is and all that. So yeah, help us out and we'll talk to you guys Friday. Holla.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.